The topic for my devotion this time is, do you have enough faith to trust God? If God were to ask you to do something that seemed immensely risky and seemingly contrary to what he had promised you, would you have enough faith and believe in him to work it out? One of my favourite passages in the Bible is Hebrews 11, the chapter on faith. It starts like this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, literally believing we have something we are yet to receive. This chapter goes on to talk about many of the Old Testament saints whose faith is accounted to them as righteousness. They only saw from a distance what God was going to do through them, and they would die before the promise was fulfilled. One such person was Abraham, who God said would become the father of many nations. You might want to pause the recording and read Hebrews 11. We take up our devotion in Genesis chapter 12, where God calls Abraham. He was later given the name Abraham by God to leave the land where he was dwelling and go to a land that God would show him. As we proceed through Genesis to chapter 2, again, you might want to pause the recording and read chapters 13 to 21. In these chapters, we see God gives Abraham a promise in chapter 18, verse 10, that his wife Sarah would bear a son who would become the father of many nations. To both Abraham and particularly Sarah, this seemed absurd as they were both old and Sarah was barren. But Abraham believed God. Now we jump into chapter 22. By this time, Isaac has been born to Abraham and Sarah and is a youth. Let's look at some of the points that show us that Abraham knew God and trusted him. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here am I, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. How absurd is that? Isaac was to be sacrificed, and so the means of Abraham becoming the father of many nations would seem to be ended. Absurd as this seemed to Abraham, he had a relationship and faith in God that he could trust. So he obeys. Let us read on. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. Abraham shows his faith by preparing to go to a place where God had commanded him to sacrifice his son. Had he perceived that somehow God would spare Isaac? Whatever he thought, he obeyed. Are we willing to obey God, however absurd it seems? Verse 4. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. A little subnote in here, not written down. Did he really believe that somehow God was going to bring the two of them back? Verse 6 goes on. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he and himself took the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together. It seems as if Isaac was willing to go along with his father, but inquires in the next verse, who will provide the sacrifice? Verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied, the fire, the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son, and the two of them went on together. Is there a hint here Abraham believed there would be a reprieve and he would not have to kill Isaac, his son? Yet they journeyed on in faith. Verse 9. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar and there arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Again, just note here, Isaac was willing to be laid on the altar. Verse 10. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. In these two verses, we see not only Abraham's willingness to slay his son, but his son's willingness to be sacrificed. Was there a willingness on their part to submit to a greater glory at their expense? It certainly required guts and obedience and trust in God. Verse 11. But the angel of the Lord called him out from heaven. Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its thorns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." These verses show us that God trusted Abraham, and that even if Isaac did not fully understand, he was willing to submit to his father, that even if he died, somehow God would get the glory. Verse 15, "The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time, and he said, 'I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this thing, and you have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through you offspring of all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me.' Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba." As we looked into this devotion, I hope I provoked your thinking that even when we do not understand what God asks of us, faith and trust in him will bring blessing. In other words, when we have a trust in God, however absurd it seems, he will bring about his promises and blessing, and it will be accounted to us as righteousness. The challenge for us today is to have such faith that however tough life becomes, God has a plan, and he will, when we trust in him, work things out for our blessing and his glory.